Menachos Perkei, Mishnah Aleph 5:1, and now the Mishnah turns to the practicalities of the making of the Menachos. So, the first topic is, these first two Mishnahs is talking primarily about the flour ingredient. Common to every mincha, there is flour. That's what defines a mincha, necessarily. And most of the time, it's wheat flour, occasionally barley flour. Most of the time, it's called soles, which is finely ground flour. And there are basically two rules that really have to be worried about in terms of the flour. The first, most basic, is you have the requisite amount. The required shi'ur, the required requisite amount of flour is typically one isaron. That means a tenth, referring to a tenth of an eifa. An eifa is essentially 432 eggs volume, if you do the math. And therefore, a tenth of an eifa is 43.2 eggs volume, roughly our what we call a gallon, roughly speaking. Okay, so that's the first thing, and the Mishnah will discuss how we measure that. There's a second issue, which is that when it comes to the voluntary menachos, most of them are either baked or fried. And to make them baked or fried, they need to be made into a dough or batter, and that's done by adding water to the flour to make this dough. The problem is you're not allowed to have chametz stick menachos as a general rule. There are a couple menachos the Mishnah will itemize, which are, in fact, indeed leavened, and therefore chametz, but they're not offered the mizbeach, but they are eaten. So we're going to discuss those issues, how you deal with the practicalities of the leavening of those doughs. Now, in the time of the Mishnah, the way that they would normally leaven bread is they would have something called sa'or, which is essentially the starter for sourdough. It's basically yesterday's dough, which has been left over and become very, you know, fermented. And therefore, it's like a very strong leavening agent. And that's inserted into today's dough to make it rise. Nowadays, we don't use that. Nowadays, typically, we don't use, unless you're making sourdough specifically, you use yeast. But in the time of the Mishnah, they didn't have like sort of, you know, factory-produced yeast. So instead, they used the sourdough as like the starter from yesterday's batch. The problem I'm actually going to get into right away is that how do you do with that, given that the sourdough could undermine the requisite shear issue. So that's the topic of our first Mishnah in full. Here we see inside, it starts out by saying, Kol ha-menachos ba'os matzah. Every mincha that's offered in the Mizbeach, and even that's, for that matter, created, is matzah, meaning don't think Ashkenazi crackers, just means it's unleavened. Chutz mechametz shebatoda, with the following two exceptions. First of all, the korban toda, Thanksgiving offering, is accompanied with four types of menachos. One of the four types is leavened loaves of bread, which are, again, eaten by, one is eaten by the Kohen, other nine by the guests, or whatever, the person's bringing the Toda, but not on the Mizbeach. And the other one is Ushtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread which are waved on Shavuos. We talked about them numerous times already. They are waved along with the Kivtzei Aseres, so those two loaves of bread are eaten, but not going to Mizbeach, but they are definitely leavened. So, Shehein Ba'os Chametz, they are offered Chametz. So, how do you go about doing that? So, in terms of just the fermentation process, again, so Rabbi Meir Omer, Sa'or Boda Lahen, Mitochan, Umachmatzan. Rabbi Meir says, listen, the rule is you need to have exactly an Isaron of flour. That measurement is a measurement of actual dry flour, you know, powder, says Rabbi Meir. And therefore, there's no way to introduce something external. You have to basically pour a isaron worth of flour in the bowl. Then you can take some of that flour out, turn it into dough, let it ferment a bit, stick it back in the dough, and then into the flour, and then turn that into dough, which will ferment. That's the way to do it. That is not ideal, as much as that's not how you normally do it. Normally, you actually have like a good solid starter, which is well fermented, which would make much better tasting bread. The problem is, that would be something external. You can't do that here. If you would, you would have like an uncertainty regarding the exact amount of dry flour that went into the mixture, because you don't know how much, you know, when you have a piece of starter, it could be dense and therefore have like, you know, more particles of flour than it would have otherwise for that unit volume. Or it could be, you know, very fluffy and have less particles of flour than it would have if it started out dry, and therefore you wouldn't have the exact right amount, says Rib Meir, because he wants the measurement based on the dry amount of flour in total. So, therefore, Meir says again, Sa'or Boda Lahen, you remove out a portion of dry flour. which you'll turn into the starter of Seor. That's Bode here, is an unfamiliar word. It means to sort of take out. And then Mitochan, from within the flour, dry flour mixture. And then Umach Matzan, then you put it back in to let it ferment the dough. Now, there is a, you're putting it in and letting it ferment inside, which will make not great dough. It's kind of a question, why can't you just let it ferment, you know, for days, let's say even, so it's great, and then have the usual recipe, and you know exactly how much flour went into it. That's a good question. Tfer Yisrael suggests that people would be afraid to leave their sourdough lying out, because this has to stay tahor as a mincha, and therefore people wouldn't want it lying around for a long time, so therefore they feel pressure to get this dough back in the flour as soon as possible. Okay, that's Rav Meir's approach, because he feels constrained by the fact it has to be a precise amount of dry flour. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda says that's going to make for not very good tasting bread. And he says, anyways, you don't need to do that weird thing, because he says the measurement of the isaron is a measurement of what's in the bowl. It doesn't need to be dry flour. So if you have a starter in there of seor, that just goes in the mix. There's no problem. It's the volume of, when you measure it, the volume of all the flour in the for the dough should be exactly an isaron. And if that includes starter, that's fine. That being the case, Rav Yehuda Omer, afi eina min hamufchar. He says that's not ideal. That's not ideal because it won't make very good tasting bread. Ela, maybe a sasor. Rather, step one is not to measure out exactly an isaron of dry flour, but rather bring the starter, as you would for any delicious loaf of bread, put that in the bowl, venos l'so chamida, then you fill up the bowl to the top, the measuring bowl of the isaron, with the dry flour, umamala esamida, and then you fill it to the top, you get the full amount that you need, then you mix it, you let it mix the water, let it ferment, and it's the great recipe, you'll have good, delicious bread. Problem is, amrulo, they, meaning Rav Meir, responds back to Rav Yehuda, afi haisa chasera o yasera. He says, that's a big problem. Says Rav Meir, your batch of dough, flour, and that you flour and then dough that you produce for mincha won't be the precise isaron amount. It'll be either be chasera lacking or yasera extra. Meaning again, if it was fluffy, like a fluffy starter, then the actual total amount of flour would be less because that's mixed into the bowl. And if it was very dense, it would be more. You can think of this. I think of this as sort of Rabbi Meir is saying you're looking at the weight of dry flour. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is saying you're looking at the volume afterwards. So if both are looking for the same volume of an isaron, but the point is that if the weight is off because it's too much or too little, you know, flour particles, according to Rav Meir, that's a problem. According to Yehuda, it's not a problem. In any case, that's the machlokas here. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept that argument, and he'd much rather have good tasting, you know, he wants it to be ideal tasting, high quality bread. So that's the machlokas. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. So that means, in practice, if you're making a mincha, you would indeed make it the best kind of bread. You take the starter from elsewhere, that goes into the mixture, and you measure based on the total volume of one isaron of dry flour plus starter together, and that's totally fine.